Okay, Fucine Mute, ha il piacere di avere qui con noi World Song, ospiti di Absolute Poetry, un gruppo molto interessante che fa un progetto di musica e poesia molto particolare. Hanno infatti raccolto e mixato insieme alla musica le poesie di Pessoa e di Alberto, che sono due poeti che tutti conoscete. E dunque iniziamo a chiedere qualcosa ai World Song. I would like to know, first of all, where does this project come from? What was the idea behind it? Why did you choose Pessoa and Alberto? Why together? And who was the initiator of this idea?
I was a close friend of Alberto, which is a contemporary poet. He died in 95. And when he died, I thought, and I was a very fan of his poetry. And when he died, I thought, why not to do something with his work, because it was one of the most important names of the Portuguese poetry from the 20th century. And I invited Pedro, and we start working around his words, and why not mix the poetry and with video and music? That was the beginning of the project. I should say that we didn't respect his poetry as it was written by him. We took the poetry and we do some mix. We mix the words, whatever. We have absolutely no respect for his poetry, in a certain way. And we decide to work as an experiment thing. Then we decide to do a show, and why not record this work and release the work as we saw his poetry. That was the beginning in the year of 2000, 2001. After a few years, we did a book and a CD. We did a lot of shows in Portugal, and it was, in a certain way, very successful in this kind of experimentalism thing. So we decided after that to work with Pessoa, which was very difficult and a very big challenge. So that's how it was, and I think it was, in a certain way, it was a good idea, because we are here, and if we are here, it's because I think you enjoy and you appreciate our work.
Okay, I just saw the product. I saw the CD and the book, and I think it's very well done. I appreciate it, especially the graphic mixed to the poetry, and the style is quite nice and catchy. And I heard you rehearse, and I was sort of shocked because I didn't expect you to be that strong on stage. I suppose that's like a stereotype, that poetry cannot be, in a way, striking and shocking and very deep, rising very deep emotions. But that's what happens on stage. Do you feel that media, multimedia, is something that can enhance poetry and bring it especially to young people, but not just to young people? Is that what you think you're doing with this stuff, or is it more music-wise that you're heading? I asked the singer.
Yes, okay.
So talking about
Well, that's a whole question we have to answer, because actually we wanted to use music and, well, multimedia in general to make it a modern version of a poetry that is usually hidden in shelves in museums and libraries, and we wanted to take it out of the shelves and take the dust away and feel as if the poets were born today and were 20 years old now, and they were writing their first poems, and they to feel a certain freshness of poetry. So if they were born today, they would use the media of today. So that was the idea, is to bring, to give it a new, keeping, when Alex say we did not respect the poems, I think we did, we just took it to our times. We wanted to do it the way we thought they would do it. So this is just a feeling. Of course they would not do it this way, but it's just using actual media now to give it a new way. I think they would appreciate. They are all dead, so we cannot knock on their door and ask, is it okay? But we think they would appreciate that we take them out of the shelves. And because I had learned, we are not experts in poetry, but we, of course, we know very well. We learn them in schools, not Albert, because Albert is a much more contemporary, so he didn't have it in history still. He's still an outside a poet, but Pessoa, we learned it in schools, but it was always very, very, very institutional education, and so we wanted to free ourselves from that image of literature square and all by itself. So we are discovering ourselves what is happening. We don't know much what we are doing, although Alex has an idea of what we are doing. I must say I don't know much. I'm trying to find a way and do it first and think afterwards.
Okay. I also saw other videos, other productions of yours, which have nothing to do with this project, and I thought they were very strong as well, visually. So I think you are quite a strong visual band in reality, because you work a lot with clips and stuff, and are very careful on the effect. So I was wondering, of course you weren't born with this project, so you're doing music, in other directions. So I would like to know from you, what direction do you think music is going in Portugal these days, and is there any new things happening, and what do you think your contribution would be to this, not only Portugal of course, but I hope for you even abroad.
Mm-hmm. I'll let Alex answer, and then I'll answer as well. Yeah. I think
okay. Well, I think the way technology becomes democratic and accessible to everybody makes things happen. Now you don't need to go to a very professional studio to do whatever to work, or to, you can do it at home, and you can experiment. Sorry, you can experiment that with some without needing much money. But anyway, I think we can speak about the global thing when we speak in music in Portugal and in Europe. The difference maybe could be on the words and what you say, because I think structurally what you find in Portugal you will find with some nuances and some differences, but we will find in all countries in Europe. One thing now, it makes maybe a more hopeful situation, is you can easily go outside and show what you are doing out of the borders of the country where you live. that makes the thing much more interesting, and the language becomes more international, even if we sing in Portuguese, or even the Italian projects and Italian groups speak or sing in Italian. That makes the situation now is much more easily to you to go out and show what you are doing, even if you go out without going out, only by internet or whatever. We have lots of reactions in our site, in internet, from people from Spain, from France, from Italy. And that's very interesting. We are here today because I saw in the internet this festival, Absolute Poetry. I saw very interesting project. Let's try to send our work to see if they appreciate. Maybe it's a contact, even if we don't go there, but let's show them what we are doing. And we were very lucky because Lelo Voce, he really appreciated our work and he invited us. So that means our language works. It's still, and not only in Portugal, out of Portugal. That's very important. For me, it's the main, the biggest advantage that the technology brings us. It's the possibility to communicate and show our work, show what we do easily out of our borders. That's for me the main thing.
Well, I agree with everything that Alex says. I would like also to add that I think what is very interesting now is that we are crossing everything. Everything becomes transversal in terms of media, in terms of ages of people integrated in the bands. And I think all that experience of crossing ideas, medias, and ages, cultures, is the interesting thing. It's like a little bit like cooking, and each one adds his own spice. So I don't think we can talk anymore about Portuguese music. Of course we can, but unless we use words and something that is very, very strong, like Portuguese language or Portuguese poets. But I think the way we are working on this becomes a more universal and much broader language than as if it was only Portuguese. That's why we think that the way we use poems, not exactly saying them the way they are and reading from the end to the beginning or crossing or taking away paragraphs that we don't like or just didn't work in the music, is a way of transcending the meanings that are included in the poetry and putting them in a more broader language, like a sort of a phonetic language. And that's how I see it a little.
What you said make me think of the word revolution in a way, and of freedom as well, because then my next question was going to be about record companies and your relation, you know, with that kind of area of the music business, which is quite interesting these days, because record companies and majors are sort of collapsing under the you know, the inputs of the new technologies. So do you think that you've gained freedom this way also in the way you can be artisans, as Lelo Voce said, you know, of your own work, rather than, you know, be subjected to having to wait for somebody to listen to your demos or what have you? Did you, in a sense, reappropriate yourselves of your own instruments, and does that make you stronger? I know you record yourselves, you know, so that's something, it must be something important for you.
Well, I think the business as it is organized, as it was organized before, and the way it is organized these days doesn't suit our work. We we need another sort of distribution, and that is not new. But I think the record industry is totally collapsing, of course, and they will have to adapt to this democratic use of music. They will have to find their way. I'm not sure they have already found. But for us as musicians, we don't expect to earn much money based on the record selling. So we are trying to find other ways to get money from not exactly selling records, because we know exactly what this means at this very moment, and the way we do it, because we have our own record company, because we produce ourselves, so we are a major in ourselves. So, and I think Alex will talk about that, because he has a very wide experience on that. But I feel much happier the way we are doing, because there is no major that could welcome us at this point.
When we start with this project, I worked in other project, in other band for a major company, and we took our work to several companies and showed them, and all of them say, oh, it's very interesting, but you know, it's not a commercial project. Of course not. It's poetry, not a commercial project. But what we only want, it's the good distribution. What we have done, we did our label, we released the record, and we made our distribution in all the possibilities, with all the possibilities we have, in magazines, in concerts, whatever. What I think now is this industry, it has now, it exactly the other industries. You have the big shops, the main magazines, whatever, and then you have the specific places where you know if you want to find some poetry, music with poetry, video with poetry, whatever, traditional ancient instruments, whatever, you have your public, and you have your places where you sell your music, and you can do your business without interferences, without and I don't like this cover, please change the cover, I don't like this song, we do exactly what we want to do. And basically, what I can conclude is you have market for the projects. If they are good and they are interesting, you have market, you have public, you have audience. So you have only to find the best way, the better way to show your work to the public. Before, it was necessary to you do concerts to sell records. Now you do records to sell concerts. It's basically the difference. But the most important thing is, if you believe in your project, if you believe in what you are doing, it's not so difficult to take it, to go away and show your project, and you can do a very good and beautiful record at home with maybe a few technology, you will need it, but it's not so expensive, and you can do a proper material, you can do a good cover, you can do whatever you want to show to the people. You don't need to be afraid, because now you don't need major companies. In this kind of projects, I think it will be worst if you are connected with a major company. It's much more better if you if you do the work by yourself. You will have much more respect from the public, from even from yourself. You will respect much more yourself, which is very, very important in poetry, in music, which is not commercial, in video. And you can do, as Pedro said before, if you do something transversal, yes, you will find interesting people, you have lots of different inputs, and that makes the final work much more interesting and different. That's maybe, I speak for myself, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to do something which is my work, which is my language. I speak of the group, in name of the group, our language, our work, our project. And we, even if it's something delicate, the words, the poetry, you can use your freedom to work on it. Basically, that's what I want to mean. We use our freedom to work without any preconcepts, any this is not the style, what, no, we don't think about that. We do what we feel, and we are very happy with what we have done until now. Let's see what is coming. Thank you.
Okay, this about doing what you want to do exactly brings me to my next and last question. What do you want to do now? What are your next projects, the ideas that are buzzing into your head nowadays, so that what will we see in the future from Word Song, hopefully? Hopefully in Italy.
So we hope, yes. Well, I think we will continue on this very same language, and it's just like doing, we're doing, then we will see what happens, because we are going to, as we do, we welcome the inputs. So then we start by ourselves, just the musicians playing, then we listen to what we do. We're trying to find a way, and then comes someone comes with images, and then we look at the images with the music, and then that makes us turn left, and then we turn right, and then I put another voice on it, and then we turn backwards again. And sometimes this is the way we work, really. So we don't know much. We don't want to know. That's the idea. We want to see in the end what happens. And the important thing we have to say now is that we don't want to work as we've done with Albert and Pessoa, work so deeply with one poet. Now we want to mix them as well. We want to put Pessoa aside from a Brazilian poet, yeah, we've read yesterday, because we bought the book we were at the bookshop, and I saw an interesting poet that nobody knows about, and I get something that I find interesting that I bring to the rehearsal, and then something happens, and maybe we are going to work with other artists as well, not only Rita Sá and Nun Franco, as we have done with the images so far. Maybe we are going to cross all these things, and then put up a kind of show where we can invite someone to mix all this and direct this in a visual way. So now we are rethinking how to make new approaches to what we have already done. But we are sure we want to mix poets from different areas, different countries, different levels of recognition also. And even myself, I want to put my words in some things. We want to continue experimenting, taking this a little bit further on.
And maybe, who knows, tomorrow we will look in some libraries for Italian poetry. Maybe. Which is very interesting. I noticed, and you have lots of poetry festivals and spoken word festivals, which is an area that interests me a lot. And I think maybe we have that proximity, the poetry, because Portugal is also a country, I think, mm-hmm. of poetry. And at least I think even when you work on a poet work, only one poet, that maybe closes even Fernando Pessoa, which is lots of poets, not only one. But sometimes you feel maybe now what I think we felt it's we need to open doors to other poets, even why not Pedro poetry. So maybe next work will be much more open in that sense. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.